The leader of the Senate Democrats, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, at the DNC to witness the historic nomination of the first woman candidate for president in a major political party, says she hopes later on this year to break some barriers of her own and become the first woman and female African-American Senate Majority Leader.
I know the chances are real. There's no question about that.
Senator Stewart-Cousins says Democrats always pick up seats in a presidential election year, but this time the choices are even more sharply defined.
You could be with the party of Trump, which is the party that's going backwards and fearful and divisive, or you can be with a party that understands that the future is moving forward.
Senator Michael Gianaris is deputy Democratic leader in the Senate, and he's the top campaign strategist. He also believes that the strength of Hillary Clinton in key Senate districts is going to help Democrats to retake the state Senate.
There's enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton in New York and tremendous antipathy towards Donald Trump. I think we're going to see that move forward into November in the contested districts that we're looking at. Most of them are in the suburbs on Long Island and in the northern suburbs of New York City, as well as further up in the Hudson Valley.
Gianaris says there was already a test run of the relative strengths and weaknesses of Clinton and Trump in the suburbs during the special election in April to fill the Long Island seat held by former Senate leader Dean Skelos. Skelos is facing prison for corruption convictions. The contest was held on the same day as the presidential primary, and the Democratic candidate, Todd Kominsky, won. But Gianaris admits that as you travel further up the thruway, support for Trump grows stronger. Earlier in July, at the Republican National Convention, Senate Republican leader John Flanagan took the opposite view from Democrats on Trump, saying he thinks the GOP presidential nominee will actually help Republican senators win and keep seats.
I am supporting Donald Trump for president, and I'm going to do so with grace, with diplomacy, with passion, with fervor.
Gianaris says those statements were music to his ears.
If they want to align themselves with Donald Trump, we're happy to help them make that point.
Governor Cuomo has been criticized in the past for not doing enough to help Democrats regain the Senate, which they held briefly from 2008 until 2010. Cuomo, asked about his support at the DNC on Tuesday, says he does back Democrats for Senate if they are worthy candidates.
I support Senate Democrats. The premise in the question is it's also dependent on the individual themselves, right? You have to be a person of integrity, and you have to be a person of good character. But yes, I support Democrats. Doesn't mean I'm going to support a criminal because they're a Democrat.
The governor says he's not referring to anyone in particular. Gianaris says he'd welcome Cuomo's support, but points out that the governor is not actually on the ticket this year, so Cuomo's influence will have far less effect than the presidential candidates. But he says the governor has a large campaign war chest, and assistance with fundraising would be very helpful.
We are always outspent by the Republicans.
The GOP-led Senate has helped the governor enact socially progressive measures like marriage equality and gun control. But Republican senators have also helped the governor enact fiscally conservative measures not backed by most Democrats, including a property tax cap. Cuomo denies any accusations that he's really on the side of the Senate Republicans, saying he does not want to replicate the gridlock of Washington and that he'll work with whomever is elected. In Philadelphia, I'm Karen DeWitt.